Just standing in my garage, the remains of my garage at the moment from the storm. I had a lot of damage done. The garage door basically went in around 5 o'clock on Friday morning. That subsequently took the roof off the shed, and I had solar on the shed, and it took the gable, and the shed roof is actually 2 fields down now, so untold damage done here at the house. So there's a lot of repairs to be done at a huge cost, of course.
Yeah, and we're standing in the middle of your shed, or what's left of it, as you said. A lot of electrical equipment and all here lying about too, all destroyed.
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of electrical equipment. I have lawnmowers and other electronic equipment that I would have in the shed. I have batteries associated with the solar. They're all soaked, and there's thousands and thousands of euros worth of damage here. So I have obviously no roof in the shed, so there's nothing I can do. There's rain coming in as we speak here now, and pretty much everything's destroyed in the shed.
And to make matters worse, these are still without power here.
Yeah, we lost our power early enough on the Friday morning. We still have no power. Lucky enough, I have a generator hooked up to the house. The DSB have been going up and down the road. I know they've a lot of outage. We're on one line of 77 customers. There's no sign of the power coming back. There's another line behind us that serves 10 customers. No sign of that coming back. So I really feel like we're forgotten about at this stage, and we're hoping to get the power it's saying. It's going to be back on by 9 o'clock on the 30th, which is 2 days away. So we're pretty frustrated at that at the moment, you know.
And you have a generator going here in the background. It'll do for the time being, but not ideal.
Yeah, we have a generator going in the background, but of course, like, you have to fill it up with diesel. It's not ideal. It doesn't run the whole house. It was hard got, hard to hook in initially into the house as well. So it's just not ideal. You're constantly looking at it to see it's going to run out of fuel, because you're kind of running a fridge and a freezer in the house. So again, it's just not ideal.
And how are you feeling a few days on from the storm and sitting here without power and a lot of your property destroyed?
Yeah, look, I suppose with the storm, there's not much you can do. What happened, I suppose, with the shed blowing, we're just extremely lucky that the garage door went in and lift the roof. But we're pretty annoyed now about the power. At this stage, we think it should be back. I'm kind of walked around some of the land and haven't really seen much damage on the power lines. Our parents-in-law house is down just kind of half a mile down the road. They've had power back since 2 days ago, so we're frustrated, to be honest with you. We want to get the power back on. More importantly, I want to get someone out to look at the shed from an insurance point of view and start the rebuild of that, of course, and kind of start to put things back together, you know.